Chapter 10. Phileas Fogg Saves the Day. Tears ran down Aouda's cheeks. Mr. Fogg had a decision to make. If the Indians had Passepartout, should he risk everything to rescue him? "I shall find him, dead or alive," he said quietly. "Oh, Mr. Fogg," said Aouda. Her tears fell on his hands. "Passepartout saved us all. It is my duty to find him," Fogg explained. The army captain at Fort Kearney did not want his men to look for Passepartout. "Very well," said Fogg calmly. "I'll go alone."
"You, sir, will fight the Indians on your own?" asked the army captain. "I can't leave Passepartout to die. He saved us all."
The army captain said,
"You're a brave man. I'll send 30 men with you."
All his soldiers volunteered. He chose 30 of them. Fogg asked Fix to stay with Aouda. Fogg gave his bag to Aouda. He offered the soldiers £1,000 if they saved the prisoners. Aouda thought Fogg was a hero. Fix did not think so. He was very nervous. He said to himself, "Fogg is escaping from me." Fix and Aouda waited all day and all night for Fogg to come back. At 7 the next morning, they heard shots. Then they saw the small group of men. Fogg came first, and Passepartout and the other two passengers were behind him. Everyone was safe. When they reached the station, Fogg gave the soldiers their reward. Aouda took his hand in hers. She could not speak.
"The train! The train!" cried Passepartout, worried.
"Gone," said Fix.
"When is the next train?" asked Fogg.
"Not until this evening," said Fix.
"Ah," said Phileas Fogg quietly. He was 20 hours behind his schedule. Then Fix said,
"We must travel across the snow. Last night a man suggested to me that we go on a sledge with sails."
Fogg went to look at the vehicle. It was unusual, but it flew over the snow. They arrived in Omaha, and from there they caught a train to Chicago, and then another train to New York.